Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Mardinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my seventh husband. He just doesn't know it, Chris Ramsey.
Well, he does now. Holy
I've
shit.
I've had six of the badgers.
82 episodes in and he finds out. Can you imagine if that was true? And then the rest of this podcast was just you listing, like fucking Henry VIII, just listing all of you. I've got a rhyme to remember them by.
Kill them all.
It would make a lot of sense.
Why I like true crime stuff
so
much.
Yeah, the true crime thing's getting silly now.
Oh, right? Okay.
It is getting silly. Every time I walk, for new listeners, if you don't know, Rosie just listens to true crime. Well, you've got a thing, haven't you, where you can't have silence. You just need to listen to something.
I've told you. I Googled this years ago.
Yeah.
It's a sign of like depression. I can't have silence.
Oh, that makes sense for the current climate. That makes perfect sense.
Well, yeah, exactly. Why do you think I'm binging left, right, and centre?
Well, the other day you were listening to a true crime podcast and then it finished. And like it immediately finished. I was outside ironing in the hallway and it immediately finished and then you put Survivor by Destiny's Child on.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was the end of the podcast. Do you know what I mean? If it was like, and he didn't catch her and she survived. Hit it, guys. I'm a survivor. Like, I was like, is that? And then it played the whole song and I was like, they don't play the whole song at the end.
No, I've had to make a Spotify playlist of like inspirational songs to me that cheer us up.
After you've listened to a on true one of crime them. Thing.
Just in general, Chris. Just every day I need a little look. We'll get into this more.
I don't blame you.
In a minute.
But it's just I'll walk into you like to bring some clean washing or something up to your dressing room. And literally as I walk in, there's just a bloke going, and the body was mutilated. And I'm like, fucking hell, it's 9 a.m. What the hell's going
listen
on?
Listen to one at 6:30 before, Chris.
Jesus.
Just wait till this baby's here. I'm gonna be solving crimes.
Headphones. Oh, that baby's gonna hear
some
shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what though? I'm thinking when the baby's here, if it's a bit quiet, I'm gonna like get on some forums and start solving crimes with all the other true crime plebs.
Don't fuck with cats.
Yes.
Yeah. Should be on there giving
that's
it large.
That's gonna be me.
God.
I think I'd be good at it. I'd be a good detective, I think. It's you. No, I've changed my mind. No, it's you.
Yeah.
No, hang can on. I no, you say, look as funny. It's you.
For everyone here, for everyone listening, can I just say that I think if Rosie's Mysteries has proved anything, it's that you'd be a fucking terrible investigator, considering you get most of them wrong. And,
Listen, today's shite, but that's fine. That's by the by. Come on, let's crack on.
Guys, it is episode 82. As always, thank you so much for liking and rating and subscribing, and please continue to, and thank you for coming back and keep continuing to email us, and we love you so much, and we get emails saying that we've helped people and tweets and that saying that we've helped people through lockdown. You guys have helped us through this whole shit show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and please continue to keep doing that. And without further, you know what else has helped with Rosie? Lucrative sponsors. Listen, because I've had tours cancelled left, right, and centre. Lucrative sponsors have helped immensely.
The real sponsors have really come through. What you could say the real sponsors have done is PR Mortgage. This does nothing. This is just earache to me.
Well,
but
listen,
that's fine. We'll carry
it's
on.
Absolutely no secret. I'm not afraid to tell anyone that any other year this had happened and all my tours had gone and I didn't have a book or the podcast, I'd have had to probably sell cars and I'd be destroyed. But the lucrative sponsors have really kept us going and really come through for it. So this week's sponsor is garlic sauce. You had a couple of beers, have you?
You
had a little pizza, or some chips or something.
Yep.
Should you get some garlic or should you not? Or should I not? Get some garlic sauce on there. Oh, get it on. Get your pizza dipping in the garlic sauce. Hey, fast forward 2 hours later. Wish you hadn't had that garlic sauce. Waking up in the middle of the night. Sand in your mouth.
Yeah.
Mouth like a desert.
Yeah.
No saliva. Just garlic. Mm. Just salt and garlic. Ooh. Garlic. You're having that little dream, are you? Mm. Were you having a drink? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you've had so much garlic sauce, you have a dream that you're having a drink, don't you?
Yeah.
I once had a dream that a fireman was hosing us down. Not in a sexual way. Genuinely just with a hose.
Just with a hose.
Garlic sauce.
Yeah.
Little pots of regret.
It's always funny sometimes if the next day is a bit hot, comes through your pores.
Yes.
You just smell like garlic sauce.
Yes.
But not real
does.
Garlic.
No, I don't
not
know what
fresh
to do.
Garlic.
Oh, it's like garlic yogurt, isn't it? It is. I don't know what to
what's
do.
What's in it?
Don't know.
Is
no
there
idea.
Any garlic in it?
Don't think so. Don't think so.
Just white. It looks like Tippex, but it tastes like
remember Tippex.
Heaven.
I think Tippex is illegal now.
No, it's not.
I'm sure you can't get Tippex anymore. I remember the bandit in our school and you had to get the Tippex mice.
They were good minds.
Well, my dad got a Tippex mouse from an office where he was working.
Yeah.
He was like, there's a Tippex mouse for you. There's no left in it.
They did go very quickly.
Someone borrowed it. Gone. One word, gone.
Right.
Unbelievable.
I mean, Tippex was lovely, but at the same time,
Tippex
it was
was lovely.
No, it was. It was a good invention. But sometimes I remember being very impatient and it would be very gloopy and you'd try to write over it and you'd make an absolute mess.
I mean, I don't know who the fuck we thought we were writing, you know. Oh, write about your trip to Pensher Monument in your jotter or eat some Tippex.
Oh, I've made a mistake, miss. Have you though? Not really, just wanted to use the Tippex.
Why don't you just put a line through it? No, when they put this in museums about me trip to Pensher Monument in Sunderland, they're going to need to know this.
I once Tippexed a full pencil case.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it.
When I had a part-time job.
I hate it.
Tippex the full tin.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good.
I hated people who drew on my pencil case. People used to steal my pencil case and draw on it.
Did you not have any graffiti on your pencil case?
Not one stitch.
Oh, why am I not surprised? Nothing.
I had a gull pencil case. You know, the gull ones that were made out like swimsuit material. Mm-hmm. Not one little bit of graffiti.
Not even a bit of, like,
well, people used to steal it and write on it. No, people used to steal it and write on it. And then, yeah.
Of course they did. They probably wrote, "You're a gimp, Ramsey."
Were you in my school?
You feel like I was. I think
anyway,
it's me who wrote it.
We might be breaking our record for the longest intro ever.
Possibly, but who cares?
Garlic sauce. Little pots of regret.
Heaven.
There we go.
Heaven on a tip.
Garlic sauce. Flavour Tippex.
Right. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Let's get it out of the way now. He's just reminded us before we started. Oh, come on.
Yeah, me too. 2020 has
this
stuck.
This is a job.
2020 has stuck its final, horrible, knobbly, long-nailed, dirty,
vile
bits of sharp bits sticking out finger right up inside me anus and had a little rummage around and it's finally pulled the last bit of hope for me tours out of me arse and flicked it, rolled it up in a ball and flicked. I don't know where this analogy is going. Listen, me last tour dates have been shifted. The spring ones went first. And now then the Shag Married Annoyed ones went. Now the autumn ones have gone. So the entire tour, anyone listening who's got tickets for my stand-up tour, the autumn ones, shout out to the people still tweeting us, asking if they're going ahead, by the way.
Oh,
fucking
that is
beautiful little optimists.
That's
bless
glass or full. I need a bit of that now.
I need a bit of that in my life. Bless you so much. The whole autumn leg of me 2020 tour has been moved to autumn 2021.
I mean, the thing is, you can understand where they're coming from because all the pubs are open.
Yeah,
all
the
restaurants are open.
Life
for a lot of people, life has gone back to normal. But, you know, I mean, theatres, that's where COVID wants to stay. COVID thinks, oh, I fancy seeing a show tonight. It's quite a cultured virus,
apparently,
to be honest.
In the interval, it goes mental.
Everybody. But it loves the pubs.
Loves the pubs.
But in a lovely way, though. You can't get it after 7
it's
o'clock
It's just time
in
off in a pub. It's just time off in a pub.
So that's how it works.
Annoyingly, touring seems to be the last fucking thing that's ever going to come back. Fuck knows when. But 2021, they are scheduled for. Let's keep everything crossed. Yeah. They've also been a shitload of new dates added because... I've had a year off. Get me the fuck out of this house! So there's been some new dates added. So go and have a look on my website. Anyone who's got tickets for the 2020 dates, they will be valid for the next ones and the ticket agents will get
Do you remember in January when we calculated the year with the tours and everything? We're like, listen, do you want to move house?
Yeah.
Do you want to,
should we get a house?
Hey, listen, let's celebrate. So that's not happening. So yeah, I'm glad you put some extra dates in because that would be nice.
So next year or the year after?
We'll see. We'll see. See what Rona's got up at Steve. On that note, Robin's back at school today.
He is back at school, yes.
The Lord.
It was how long for, but yes, well, he's back.
Just want to take this moment. I haven't told you about this, but I just want to take this moment just to say, genuinely, we started doing this at the beginning of lockdown. We just want to check on you all, that you're all okay, because at the minute, it's really utterly shit. And it felt like it was getting a bit normal, but then it's gone back to just a bit shit. And just to let you know that we are struggling as well.
Yeah.
And you're not alone in struggling. It's been really hard with kids. Lockdown's been really hard. Shielding's been hard. This past 6 months have been extremely difficult.
And then the government will turn around and go, now we can only have 6 people in and whatever, all these spurious fucking rules. Or unless you're out hunting fucking foxes or grouse, but let's not even get onto that. Yeah, we just want to say to you guys, we had discussions this morning, Rosie. Obviously, if you listen to this on Friday, but the day we recorded it, we have discussions of when should we do it? Are we in the mood? We could do it tonight. We'll put it off. It's really hard to get in the zone. And we just want you all to know that even if we're coming on here and we're having a laugh, we're only having a laugh because we're just thinking about you guys and reading the stories and taking the piss. The rest of the time, we're just fucking gutted constantly. There's local lockdowns looming. The news and the media are just big piles of shit. It's just constant fucking negativity. We don't even watch it anymore. No. We'll get locked down around here and I won't even know. The police will stop us. I'll be like, oh, do you want a photo? They'll be like, no, get in your house, you cunt.
You told us not to tell you. We're actually locked down.
No.
We're on the watch list, though.
Kids are getting, you know, positive tests of COVID at school and whole fucking year groups are shutting down. What the fuck? So look, we're all in it together. We all think it's absolutely shite, but Robin's back at school. Please, everyone, keep everything crossed that he stays there as long as possible, just for him, just for his mental health, just for all of our kids' mental health. They need it.
Let's try and get back on the positivity train and let's have a little laugh for the next hour, eh?
Let's do it. Might not be an hour.
Chat that we just did about Tippex and flipping garlic sauce.
Well, we're peaked too early is the problem.
Just as well, just a little warning to your listeners. Sandra's currently staying with us because she's getting a wall knocked through in her flat.
Yeah.
So she's gonna...
That's not a euphemism.
What?
Like, I don't know. It's like, you know, she's got a wall knocked through in her flat.
That's my mother you're talking about, so that's vile.
Well, it's my mother-in-law, so... That's...
Yeah, not your mam, though. Well. Do you want me to start talking about euphemisms with your mam and dad?
Can you say a euphemism all right?
Who knows?
Nearly didn't say it.
Struggled to actually know what it meant at first, if I'm not going to lie.
Sorry about being... dirty. Thank you. I apologize.
Anyway, yeah, she is a dirty slag, but she's she's not having a wall knocked through sexually today.
Not today.
She's getting a real wall knocked through, and she's gone shopping for us, so she'll be back in a bit. So she might interrupt. We've got an IKEA delivery coming.
Yeah,
and I've got something else coming. I forgot what it's coming. Anyway, so if the phone rings, guys, we're sorry.
Big shout out to IKEA for finally having fucking wardrobes in. Christ on a bike.
It's been a long time coming.
It's ridiculous, man.
It's had you more stressed than this virus.
Oh, tell you what. What happened, man? What's everyone been doing? Lockdown happened. People stayed at home. Soap fucking sold out. Flour sold out. Wardrobes. Dogs and bikes. What's everyone doing?
Mate.
Sitting in a wardrobe making bread with a dog and a bike. Washing your hands after. I'm fucking sick. Stop fucking buying. Everyone, stop buying all the shit I need. Pack it in.
Have I told my thing on here? Well, I've been talking about this for a while, and somebody mentioned it on social media, and I was like, I've been saying that for months, but I haven't said it publicly. And I thought, well, we've got a podcast, so I'm going to say it just because this is what I think should happen, right? Mm. Sanitizing stuff is amazing. Totally agree with it. Let's keep sanitizer on trolleys and when you go into shops. Unreal, right?
Yeah.
Why can't the government make little water fountains, right? And we'll all get sent a bar of soap of the government, okay? Right. You could, like, 10 pence bar of soap, doesn't have to be nice.
Right.
Everybody, put your bar of soap in a little freezer bag, right? Carry it in your bag and actually wash your hands instead of just sanitising, because I like washing my hands.
Okay, where are the water fountains in this utopia?
All over.
In this utopia that you've just all fucking over. Built? Water fountains are all over.
Yeah, I've seen sanitising stations have been fully blown built. There's one at the Nuke where there's like 6 sanitizer on a rotation. Yeah. Build a little water fountain. Doesn't have to be drinkable water.
What if you forget your soap? Why are they sending it? So they're building water fountain, but they're not providing the soap. They're sending everyone soap, and you've got it in this world that you've created, and you've got to carry it around in a fucking bag. like a nutter.
I just
like,
thought a bar of soap would be cheaper for the government to do it en masse.
Right,
I'm trying to look after the economy. Trying to look save at, the
you're
government
trying to look
a bit
after
of money.
The economy in your world, in your little world you create. You've just sent everyone a free bar of soap in the country.
But that's cheaper than buying hand sanitizer. But and it's better for the environment.
But put it at the fucking station that you've
You don't want to be using
made.
The same soap as everybody
liquid,
else.
Put liquid soap there.
But liquid soap's quite expensive, isn't it?
Right.
I just thought, but why are you ruining me breath?
Because it's mental.
Breakthrough idea.
It's mental. It's a mental idea. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the reason now why there is not water fountains everywhere for people to wash hands with. Because Peter would piss in them.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling
really?
You right now, Peter would piss in them. That would be it.
Hate everyone.
Peter would piss in them. Then Peter would say in massive fucking signs above, not drinking water. And some cunt would go and fill a fucking water bottle and drink out of it. And then go to the council and go, I got ill drinking the water. Oh, was it above the sign that said not drinking water? Well, I didn't say that. Okay. I didn't have me glasses. I forgot. Me bar of soap was in me glasses case, not me glasses.
Okay, right. You've made us realise how utterly ridiculous people are.
You've got to operate at the lowest.
It's a flawed idea.
That's the sad thing about this whole thing. We've got to operate at the level of the person who will piss in the fountain and who will drink the water that says not drinking water. That's why this whole thing's come about, because we have to operate at that level.
Fair enough. But anyway, if it goes ahead, I just want to say that it was my idea.
Great.
I just want to take credit for it.
Do you know what's really annoying? Do you know what's really annoying? I've got a really horrible feeling that it might and we'll start getting tweets and emails.
Can't wait.
Can you remember when...
vote for me. For me. I'll be there.
What's it just here? Not Prime Minister. Mate.
I don't want to be Prime Minister. Do you honestly want to be Prime Minister?
Who wants to be a job
in the government?
Crazy.
Seriously, what's wrong with you? Can you imagine spending every day just arguing with people in that room? Oh, no.
Like a non-stop what's your beef section.
Oh, just... It would just drive me... I'd be in a mental institute by the end of the year. No way. Honestly, I'd come up with all these lovely ideas and then I'd just be like, nah, get me out of here. Yeah. No way. No thank you.
I mean,
thank you, politics.
Your bar of soap to every single house in Britain would last 3 seconds in the House of Commons. They'd all do that thing where they go,
Mr. Speaker, who is this fucking idiot? Get her out of here.
A bar of soap, the right honourable lady.
Oh, yeah. I'm foxes. Let's go. Twat. Anyway, now that we've offended everybody in politics, let's crack on.
I was going to say, though, can you not remember the daily briefings when they started saying, and now for questions from the public? And everyone was like tweeting us going, they've nicked your idea. And I was like, they haven't. But I'm telling you, the soap thing's going to happen and we're going to get tweets saying, look, they're sending soap to everyone.
Good.
Bet you it happens.
They should, though. They should have sent soap to everyone because it's a basic...
I still can't get my head around the fact that it just sold out. It came on the news, wash your hands, and everyone went, okay then. And then everyone was very aware that no one had really bought soap for years.
But bars of soap didn't sell out.
Oh no, just liquid.
Only liquid.
On. Yeah,
only
yeah.
liquid soaps sold out. Not bars of soap.
Yeah.
Bars of soap work the same.
Mm-hmm. I love a bar of soap.
Well, we've got a bar of soap upstairs,
haven't
we?
That's a fucking breeze block, we've got upstairs. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a Christmas present you hadn't opened, but it was posh paper. It's the biggest bar soap I've ever seen.
Lovely, how you smell it though.
Oh, I bloody love it.
Yeah.
Love it, yeah. Gets right in your arse crack. It's lovely shape.
You do not, it's
shape.
for
what?
Your hands.
Eh?
I tell you what, there's another flaw in my idea.
Yeah.
Everyone be sticking it up the arse.
Rosie, if you put fountains on street corners, people will be washing their dicks in them. You know that guy who washed his dick in a puddle that we're talking about in the podcast?
He'd be buzzing.
He'd be buzzing now. We'd be like, well, they all laughed at us now. Look. Yeah. Oh, I can't believe they've read me emails that I've sent to the council and they've put dick washing stations.
They could see me now, that little gang of mine.
He'd literally be going, so happy they put dicks. Do you know what's a hand wash? It's not, man, they've been reading me emails. It's a dick washing station. Why are you washing your hands in it, you pervert? Get your dick out.
Oh,
there's
what
the
is
IKEA.
It? What is it? IKEA. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Now, Rosie, this week, I've got a little surprise for you. Because I know every 5 minutes you think of a new feature for yourself.
Right.
And you make up a theme tune and stuff like that. Very, very shoddy.
Sang the theme tune, all that stuff.
Yeah, very, very shoddy. very rushed together. This week, I was on the social media today and a few individuals were trending. Have you ever heard of a bloke called Wayne Lineker?
Does he own Lineker's bar?
I think he did own Lineker's bar. I'm not 100% sure. He's Gary Lineker's brother. He's basically all the Geordie Shore guys know him and stuff because he's a big party guy. He's got like clubs in Ibiza.
Is it in Ibiza?
Yeah,
okay.
He's got clubs in Ibiza. I think he's got a place in Dubai.
Is that Gary Lineker's brother?
Yes, Gary Lineker's brother. Right, yeah, okay. He's like a big, you know, he's sort of almost along your Dan Balzerian kind of lines, like a big Instagram guy, right. Older bloke, really rich, famous okay. for being rich and famous, entrepreneur.
Right. Bet their parents are buzzing.
That, oh, imagine that.
I know.
Gary Lineker and Wayne Lineker.
Both of them. Wow.
Unbelievable.
All right.
So he was trending today, and I wanted to know why.
Mm.
Basically, he's 58,
mm-hmm.
But he's written on his Instagram today. So my family have decided, I'll just turn the laptop around and just show you a photo of him. Not about.
Yep.
Tell you what, if I look like this when I'm 58, I'll be over the fucking moon.
Right, let's have a look.
And you can't even see his torso.
Right, nice, yep, good.
He's in good nick.
Solid silver hair there.
Absolutely.
Very nice, yeah. Good tan.
Yeah, oh, of course.
But he smells nice.
Ibiza in Dubai, he looks like he smells fantastic.
He does, yeah.
So, my family have decided I need a girlfriend for my own sanity and health.
Right.
So here's my criteria. And he's put a list of his criteria.
Okay.
So let's play, is Rosie eligible for Wayne Lineker? Is Rosie eligible for Wayne Lineker?
Are you singing?
Is Rosie
yeah.
eligible for Wayne Lineker? Or is she too old and too etc?
Old?
Well, you never know. We'll see. I don't know. All the other things, but I don't want to give too much
big
away.
Big finish.
Or will he tell her to fuck off? Hey!
Hey! That was nice.
There we go.
That was nice.
There we go.
I'm excited. This is so fun. Well done. Okay.
So I've got his... it was trending today because it's... it's lunacy, the list. It's fantastic.
Oh, great.
And I've also, on the other page here, I've got... the only thing I forgot to do was count them up, but I've got a checklist of his criteria here.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get a point for each one.
Okay.
You'll get a point together to see...
eligible or
to
not.
See if you're eligible
right.
for Wayne Lineker.
Great.
And also, there might be a little surprise at the end for if you've done terribly to possibly win yourself and bag that man anyway, despite it. Right? Might be a little
well,
mystery
I mean,
at the end.
Are you selling? What if I don't want to? Do I have any choice?
Did you see the photo? Have you heard what he owns?
Right, okay.
What do you mean you don't want to? What the fuck do you think this is? Of course you'd want to.
Right. He's 58.
Excuse me? He's an eligible bloody bachelor.
Right, well, let's crack
he's
on
Wayne
then.
Fucking Lineker. How dare you?
Right. Didn't really know who he was.
The option...
10 minutes ago.
Whoa! The option isn't if you will or not. It's if he will or not.
Right, okay.
Right? This
Can't
is
wait.
The Bachelor.
I'd that's rather that show. Go out with his brother.
Stop.
Go.
I imagine he hates... I don't know the guy, but I imagine he hates hearing that, and that's not funny.
Well,
if you're listening, Wayne's just joking.
I really like crisps. Anyway.
She's kind of got your bank of rights there, Wayne, if you're listening.
Let's carry on.
But I mean, he's rich. He could buy you some crisps. Now, listen. But I mean, they do taste better when they're free. Okay, so... criteria is
yeah
strong, nice, loving personality.
Okay.
Bang.
Yeah.
Absolute bang.
I've got them.
Then he's wrote, now to more important things. You must like older men, but only me. You have to be a worldie and above 30, brackets okay, 29 or 28 could work, but not my age, as that would just look weird. You must like to travel and fly business class and stay in incredible hotels. Be prepared to give up your career or job, or at least be able to work from a laptop on a tropical beach somewhere. You will need to spend the summer in Ibiza and the winter in Dubai, with 2 weeks in the UK for Christmas and New Year, with family holidays in the Maldives. No baggage, as mine are all grown up. A dog's acceptable, but it will need a passport. You must be able to cook, as I love cooking, especially Waitrose ready meals.
It's not cooking.
You also don't need to be verified. I can sort that out for you. Instagram.
What's verified? Instagram. The blue tick! It's on his criteria!
Wait, we'll go through it at the end,
no,
right? We'll go through it at the end.
This is ridiculous.
House music and R&B lovers only. No heavy rock or pop music. You must like Netflix, especially Money Heist, and also Real Crime. Rosie.
Well, hello.
Save it till the end. No chick flicks. Watch them with your mates. You need to be confident enough to be able to go to the front of the queue in nightclubs and accept a table and free drinks from the owners. You will need a driving license to share a Bentley and a Lamborghini Jeep, brackets pending. You must never have shared a teeth whitening post.
What?
On Instagram. What? I'm not on any dating sites. You shouldn't be too. I'm not on OnlyFans. You shouldn't be too. You must love the gym and healthy food and have body definition, as I will have soon. I love soon. I love
soon.
That. Accept and love my children and grandchildren and realise no more kids for me. Brackets, never say never though. You must be able to let my PA book all of your flights and purchase items online for you. You just need to send him a link. You must be able to accept my friends and I will accept yours. and you have to accept that I will reply to girls' DMs, not just guys. One last thing, your geography needs to be on point, as girls who think Lincoln is in Wales is not good. Be intelligent, but not boring. Outgoing suits and a heart.
I mean...
Hashtag wifey where you at, hashtag banter, hashtag real.
Hashtag go get in the bin, Wayne, because that's the most ridiculous thing
Listen,
I've ever heard in my life.
Is it ridiculous though? Because it's time to play, is Rosie eligible for Wayne Lineker?
Great.
Okay, so strong, nice personality.
Yes.
Check. You're doing, Rosie, you're doing really well so far.
Thank you.
Really well.
Thank you.
Like older men, but only me.
No.
You don't like older men?
It depends. Not 58.
You saw the photo, though. You like him?
No, not that. Not I don't.
He looks good.
No, not that.
He
not
looks
enough.
Good in the photo.
He looks all right for 58. I don't want to be with a 58-year-old right. man. Thank you.
Well.
My dad's only 62.
Ageist, right? I've got you across for
that.
The
choice I've made in life.
You're not doing great so far.
Okay. Okay. Gutted.
You must be a worldie.
No, sorry. Big nips and thick hips, Wayne. not worldy anymore.
Look,
no.
Wayne to me, she's a worldy, but I don't know if I don't know if she'd be a worldy to you, Wayne.
Don't
That's
think
all
I
I'm
would.
Saying, right?
I'm somebody's okay. worldy though, so there you go.
Above 30?
Yes.
You are above 30.
I am, check.
You're doing well.
Thank
You're
you.
Doing well.
I'm not,
okay.
Really.
But not 58. Are you 58?
No, not today.
Great, excellent, good stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the travel, business class, and stay in, and I quote, incredible hotels.
Yes, please.
Who in the world is going to say no to that?
No, I like standard.
Listen, Wayne, if you want me, right, worldy class and all, you have to, I come with a travel lodge. I come with a B&B, right, in Scarborough, and that's that.
Don't you dare book me at anything above 2 stars, Wayne.
Give up your career or job, and work on a laptop on a tropical beach somewhere.
Well, okay. Also, oh, there's Sandra.
Sandra's
Hello.
Coming in.
It's, well, go through the back.
Jesus.
She come around the back to tell we should go and open the front door.
Maniac.
Stupid. Okay. So, hang on. You're quitting your job.
You've got to give up your career or job. Or be prepared to work from a laptop on a tropical beach somewhere.
I could do that.
Well, you've worked from home, so you can do that.
I could absolutely do that.
He's going to be absolutely raging when I turn up once a week on that beach and we do the podcast.
He won't mind. I've gathered okay. from this that he's quite easygoing.
Okay, so you can do that. Okay. are you prepared to spend the summer in Ibiza, the winter in Dubai, 2 weeks in the UK for Christmas, plus holidays to the Maldives? I don't know where he's putting them in. He must have a time.
Wow, I mean, there's a lot going on there. Can we go anywhere else? Or is it just those 3 days? I don't want to be fussy.
Wayne is very specific that it's only those places.
Don't want to be fussy.
Wayne is
oh, really?
Very specific. That's
so
only
we can't
places.
Go anywhere else? Can't
no.
squeeze in little Greek island?
Absolutely
or
not.
Or I really fancy going to Sardinia.
Absolutely not.
Right, okay, well.
And on Wayne's behalf, may I say how dare you?
Listen, no, I'm fine with that, actually. I can do that, yeah.
Okay, good, yeah. Don't
I'm a bit sick of England
right.
at the minute.
You must have no kids.
Well, I've got obviously one
yeah.
and then one on the way, but you're here.
Oh, I've got to be honest with you. It's not.
Okay.
I'm going to have to mark you down for that.
Right.
I'm really sorry.
Take off a point.
You really let yourself
take
down.
Take off 2 points, because there's going to be two.
It will,
so.
Yeah. That's a shame. Do you have a dog?
No, I don't.
You don't have a dog?
Yeah.
I must say, if you get a dog, it does need a passport.
That's fine.
Okay, because you're going to be travelling.
We don't live far from Durham.
Right, yeah.
There's a passport office there.
Do they
you
do
get
dogs?
It in the same day.
Do they do
I think
dogs?
So, yeah.
Okay, happy days. That's fantastic. Yeah. Must be able to cook, especially Waitrose ready meals.
I'm a good cook.
Can you do Waitrose ready meals?
I mean, I've done the lasagna before, but right. that's about it.
When
hiya,
was it?
Sandra.
Hiya, Sandra's just come in with a shot.
Say hello. Yes. Just say hello. Say hello.
Just shout hello.
Hi.
Is it live?
Is it live?
Yeah, Mum, they're all on the other end of this microphone. There's all of them there. We're doing it now. No, we're talking to each other. It's all right, man.
Not like fucking Charlie Chaplin.
We should set me... Oh, actually, my mum hasn't got a chance in hell with him.
No, not at all.
How are you then, crackman?
I know, Sandra. Oh, hey, nah, he's not going to be up for that.
What else we got?
When was the last time you cooked where it was ready meal?
Not long ago, actually. We did the lasagna.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Put a point there, but I'm going to put in brackets, Wayne, do you like lasagna? I'm going to make sure.
I don't want to be questioning him much, but I'm not being funny. Can you get a Waitrose meal in Ibiza, Dubai?
I imagine
in
someone
the Maldives.
Sends them over for him.
Right, fair enough.
Or he might take them with him. He might have one of them big freezer bags.
I mean, it would be a pretty big cool bag, but that's fine. Okay.
Okay,
right,
cool.
Crack on.
I imagine any bag he holds is a cool bag.
Right.
Just saying that.
Why are you, honestly?
Listen, you've seen these
hard folk with vinegar.
You don't need to be verified on Insta, but he can sort that out.
I am
verified already.
Yeah, not right. On Twitter though, unfortunately. You
know what it is? Okay, I don't know. I don't know if this was on Insta, so I don't know. But you are saving him a bit of a job here. Do you know what I mean?
I'm hot shit on Insta.
You're hot
Chris.
Shit on Insta. You're saving him. You're saving him a phone call at least here, right? House music and R&B lover.
Oh, I can leave house music. R&B, I do enjoy. But house music, I'm afraid. I'm afraid but I could always wear earplugs. I could be in the club. I'm invested now. No, what?
Put this down, it's half a point.
I love R&B though. Okay. Let me look you. Oh, that's not R&B. What's an R&B song? I can't even think. Peaches and cream.
Know what I mean?
Peaches and cream.
I do know that Wynn is a fan of that song, so that's good. But you're still only get half a point.
Okay, great.
Netflix Money Heist Real Crime. Fan?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm in there. That's a point.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Good. There's a point for that. Okay. Chick flicks, watch them with your mates.
Well, I'll have no mates over right. there.
Perfect.
No just watch them on my own. Not a big fan perfect. Anyway.
Great.
Fine.
Confident. Are you confident enough to go to the front of a nightclub queue, get a table from the owner and accept free drinks from the owner?
Let's do a little role play.
Yeah. Is that you pushing? Is it a queue?
Excuse me. Do you know who I am?
Oh, you.
I'm Wayne Linnegar's missus.
Right. Okay.
And I'd like a table, and I'd like 3 bottles of Grey Goose.
Right.
I'd like 7 cans of Red Bull.
Right.
And I'd like to have them sparklers, and I'd like 3 ladies in really little bikinis to come and bring them over to me table, please. Now.
Hey.
Thank you.
Absolutely
Thank
nailed
you.
It. Thank Wonderful. You know what? I'm gonna get an extra point for that.
Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic. Wonderful stuff. Do you have a driving license?
Yes.
Excellent. Got a driving license.
Clean.
Good. You're going to be sharing a Lamborghini and a Bentley. I am going to have to mark down here that you did curb the alloys on my car recently when you drove my car.
Okay.
I am going to have to let Wayne know about that. Have you ever done a teeth whitening post?
No. Haven't. I mean, I've done loads of other shit, but I haven't done the teeth whitening post.
Okay. Are you on any dating sites?
No.
Great. Do you have an OnlyFans page?
Not currently. I won't for Wayne.
Great. Okay. not for your husband, but you won't for Wayne. That's fantastic. Do you love the gym and health food, and will you have a defined body like he soon will?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No. No. Sorry. You know, never going to happen.
I mean, you know, I don't want to get in trouble.
More cushion for the pushing, Wayne.
I don't want to get in trouble with HR, but I am sitting opposite you, and I can confirm, that is a no.
The worst thing ever. It's 10 minutes worth
of
shit.
Do you love his kids and grandkids?
Never met them. And do you know what? By this, probably not. No. No, I don't know.
Hey, that's not fair.
Sorry.
That is not. Honestly, he's going to be. That's really going to hurt him. That's not cool, right?
Do I have to love his kids?
You've got to accept.
Hang on. No, I have to get rid of my own, but I have to love his.
Yes.
I mean, it sounds, logical. Okay.
Right. Fantastic.
Let's go with it. Okay. Sorry. Got a lot of love
Do
to
you
give.
Want more kids?
No, I'm quite happy with
can't
the
help,
one.
Can't help but notice you're actually pregnant, so that's a lie.
Yeah,
I don't
okay.
think, yeah, but I'm actually obnoxiously clicking my pen while I'm...
Okay, listen, let's leave that one blank for now.
Honestly, you're doing so well in the middle here, and this is a real problem here. Are you prepared to let his PA book and buy all of your stuff?
Gladly.
You just got to send him a link.
Gladly. Are you kidding us? I mean, I'll share his PA. I'd love a PA.
Yeah, no, it's got to be his. Accept his mates. Are you going to accept his mates? He's going to accept yours. He's going to accept your mates. Are you going to accept
I don't
mates?
Think my mates would accept him. But listen, yeah, I will accept his mates. Okay. I've got a really good poker face.
Listen, it's the least you can do.
Isn't
For
it
all
just...
this stuff, it's the least you
yeah.
can do.
Yep, yep, yep.
He will be replying to girls' DMs. Is that a problem?
Oh, I mean, why? Why would it be? I'd love to be cheated on. Yeah, no, it's my favourite thing. Absolutely love that. Love whenever in a relationship that my partner speaks to other women, so I'm fine with that.
Cool, right.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. It's very good. So, you know what? That is actually, that puts a tick in the confidence column
okay,
as well.
Oh, great. My confidence.
Geography. You got to be shit out of geography.
Yep.
Are you actually shit out of geography?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. But, I mean, we're only going to 3 places. What's he expecting? I'm sorry. I don't need to know anywhere else. He's a lie. He's a hypocrite. I will learn where Dubai, Ibiza, and the Maldives are on the map. I know where England is already. Okay. I'll be fine. I'll survive.
Okay. out of 28, you've scored an incredible 21.
Wow. Okay.
A 21
That's
out of 28.
That's good. I thought I'd have done a lot worse.
However,
yeah.
He's an entrepreneur. He's a businessman. He's Wayne Lineker, for God's sake. Mm. Anything less than 100% is not going to work for him.
Right. So I'm not.
It's a no for now. However, it's time to enter the all or nothing bonus round.
Oh, my God. There's more.
As you know, the geography has to be shit hot.
Right.
If you get this geography question right,
yeah,
you can marry Wayne Lineker.
Right.
And you can live happily ever
can
after.
Can I? Today?
Rosie's in the next room. Can you not hear the R&B pumping through?
Just thought it was Sandra having a party. Right. Okay. This is exciting. Okay. I hope you guys are all excited as I am.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
Possibly Thank the last you. Episode of the podcast, because Rosie may now go and live in Ibiza and Dubai and the UK for 2 weeks and the Maldives, God knows
I'll
when.
I'll do one with him. Winninger. I'll do one with him.
Mm, yeah. I'd look forward to that. Your geography bonus question is all or nothing.
Yeah.
The country of Hungary is landlocked in Europe and borders how many countries?
Oh,
is it?
I like an option.
Is it one?
Mm-hmm.
Is it five?
Mm.
Or is it seven? The country of Hungary is landlocked in Europe and borders how many countries? Is it one? Is it five? Or is it seven?
I'm going to go with seven.
You're going to go with seven?
I'm going to go with seven.
Rosie?
Yeah?
If you'd said one or five,
yeah,
you'd still be living in this shit. You're going to Ibiza. You're going to Ibiza with Wayne Lineker. Congratulations.
Woo!
Oh, you're going to Ibiza. And the Maldives and Dubai.
Yes, yes, back to the island.
Congratulations. Honestly, genuinely, really, really congratulations. I wish us all the happiness in the world. And singing freestyler, is it? Yeah. Anyone listening who would like to be my new co-host on this podcast, please get in touch, as Rosie will be busy from now on.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? Beef, beef. You may also notice there's no Rosie's Mysteries this week because Chris's new segment took up too much of the show. Yep. So I've sacrificed it for this week, but it'll be back next week.
What you're going to phone it in from Lady Ibiza, are you? Oh, hold on, what month is it? You're going to phone it in from Dubai, are you?
Oh, no, I'll be going to leaving parties.
The closing parties.
Yeah,
the closing
parties. I mean, there'll be none at the minute. He's picked a terrible year.
I'm telling you right now, if you are in your new circle of friends and you say leaving parties instead of closing parties, there's going to be egg on your face.
Oh, you're joking. Is that
if you use the wrong terminology, if you say, oh, I'm going to the DC10 leaving party, you'll get wedged.
Okay.
You'll get wedged at the pool.
Oh, damn it.
Honestly.
Damn it.
Sort it out.
Don't need any me fat arse out there. Right. What is your beef?
My beef with you this week. Now we've talked in the past about how I have to put this pen down. I really enjoyed clicking that pen while I was quizzing you. We've talked in the past about how you were a terrible, terrible passenger, horrific passenger. Yesterday you took it to another level.
You mean in a car?
Yeah, in a car. Yeah, yesterday, and when I'm driving specifically, yesterday we were driving back from IKEA, driving home, You're sitting on your phone, as you do when I'm in the car. Won't speak to us. We're driving
it's
along.
It's admin time.
Brilliant. You looked up from your phone as we were coming off the motorway on a slip road, right? You looked up randomly and saw a random slip road, trees and stuff, and angrily went, "What are you going this way for?" And I looked at you and went, "What? What do you mean? This is the right way?" And he went, "Oh yeah, so it is." You basically looked up, didn't recognise the slip road in a split second, and just had a go at us that I was going the wrong way. Yeah. And I wasn't going the wrong way.
You have, on many occasions, took us 45 minutes out of our way by taking the wrong turning.
Name one of those occasions right now.
Well, I don't know exactly where we were in the country, but you've done it so many times. You're a terrible driver.
I'm not a terrible, great driver.
You are.
Honestly. Do you know what makes someone a terrible driver, Rosie? Someone sitting next to them constantly saying that they're a terrible driver and criticising the driving. It puts you on edge a little bit. It makes you make mistakes.
Not if you were a good driver, I wouldn't.
Well, why don't we try? Why don't you try not doing it and seeing if
I have tried. It's impossible. I really do try. You know I've held it back. No. I do hold it back.
You hold it back, but then you sit and look at your phone and it bubbles up and you just fucking pop up like you're popping out of a dream and going, "Why are you going this way?"
I did apologise right for that, though, yesterday. Yeah. I did say, "Sorry, I thought it was a different slip road."
Would you like to apologise again officially on the podcast for it?
Just said it there.
Well, you were kind of referencing.
No, but I said it, though, right. Didn't I?
Fair enough.
I'm not getting two apologies.
Awful.
My beef with you this week, Christopher Ramsey.
Yes.
At the minute, well, actually, this has been happening in our whole relationship. It's to do with cars.
Okay.
Okay. For some reason, when we're in the car, right, if your friends ring, namely Jason Cook or Carl Hutchinson, or actually your mom or your dad, if anybody rings, you always make it really aware that I'm in the car with you.
Yeah.
Like, you go out of your way to go, "Rosie's here as well." And I'm just wondering, how much do you slag me off?
That's really good. I don't
every
slag you off.
Every single time. Because I could be, you could have a really quick conversation with your mum or whoever, right? Your manager or whatever. You could have a really quick conversation and they don't even know that I'm there. Because it's not about anything in particular or whatever. Or if it's about work or if it's about something else.
Right.
I like to just be a bit anonymous, if I'm honest, and be like, "You carry on your conversation, I'm just here."
Yeah.
You make me part of that conversation, and I don't want to be. And also, it's just got the little clogs thing turning. What's it? That cogs.
You want me to explain?
I don't know.
The
anyway.
Phrase for thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's just got me thinking. How much do you slag me off?
Well.
So you have to specifically say that I'm there so that they don't just go, "What a bitch."
Well, yeah, well, my mum and Jason and Carl and anyone else and my manager and anyone who rings us, I say hello, they say hello, and the first thing they normally say is that slag you married with you?
Right.
That's like my catchphrase.
Oh, is that why you
so
get in there
So I have
first?
To get in there first sometimes. No, it's really? Basically, I personally, right, I hate it when I phone someone and they're talking away to us, and then in the conversation, someone like their wife or their kid or someone will come up and they go, "Oh, yeah, she's here, you've been on speakerphone the whole time," and I haven't been slagging them off, but I feel fucking cheated. I'm like, why didn't you make me aware? I want to know who's listening. So I just give them the courtesy of going, "Oh, hiya, oh, we're in the car, Rosie's here as well,
okay,
by the way."
Okay, I get that. Fair enough.
That's all it is.
Well, let's just go on forward.
Yeah.
If it's just a really short conversation.
I don't know if it's going to be a short conversation. Okay. So what, you want me to go, "Hiya, Carl, you all right, mate? Is this going to be a short conversation or a long conversation?" "Oh, quite long. I wanted to..." "All right, well, Rosie's here." Mm-hmm. If it was short,
or
she wasn't.
Or if you're just wondering what time are you coming round, or how, do you want to pick the beers up? I don't need to be involved. I don't need to be introduced to that conversation.
I don't know what they're going to say. All what? Right. So you want me to know? So you, in a perfect world, you want them to do a pre-text or email or even a
pre-call?
No, I
tell you what. Yeah, this will solve it.
Right.
Don't answer the phone. Let's not answer the
I'm
phone.
Sorry, I'll speak to my mates
no,
now.
No, not while I'm there. Because I just find it weird. Don't like it. I do it in my phone. I don't tell anyone that you're there because I don't stay on the phone for ages. I don't gossip and natter like you and your mates. All right? That's me beef. You're welcome.
Well, it's very selfish and silly and stupid and I don't accept it.
Great.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo. It's time for questions from the public.
From the public, public.
I was going to say, we'll go there.
Yeah.
Guys, as always, thank you so much for getting in touch at shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. If you want to send us anything, dilemmas, arguments you're having, stories, whatever you want, please send it in. We absolutely love that you're still sending stuff in. Thank you. I'm going to kick off today.
Yes.
Just a really short one in reference to last week's podcast.
Right.
So if you haven't heard, go back and listen to that. Someone's just wrote, "Hi, Chris and Rosie. Thanks to last week's podcast, this week's update on my baby has been ruined." and she sent a screen grab of her app.
Hmm.
Right? You know, and it just says, 33 weeks pregnant, your baby is a butternut squash.
Oh, a butternut squash. In a similar place to where it would have been if it had been shoved up your rectum.
That's all it says. Oh. That's literally all she said. Oh, hope Rosie's pregnancy's going well, Emma. That's all it says. Oh.
mine this week is the size of a large popcorn.
A large
popcorn? But I find that really unspecific.
Popcorn?
Let's just have a look. Yeah, so I'm 23 weeks.
What,
why
a piece
is that
of
wrong?
Popcorn?
No, it says the size. It's the size. Oh, hang on. No, that was last week. Large bucket of popcorn.
Large
not a bit
bucket
of popcorn.
I was going to
say. Like 23 weeks. This week, I'm the size of a fruit pie.
Stupid. It's ridiculous.
It doesn't make any sense.
How long is a piece of
all.
String? How big is the tray that you've done the pie in?
Where are you getting
how
it
fixed
from?
The pie?
I know.
What fruit?
Costco.
Stupid.
Or Morrison's.
Stupid.
But I'm a Maltese puppy. Well, the baby's a Maltese puppy.
The baby's a Maltese puppy. Cool.
And fruit. Oh, I'm an aubergine.
Well, that's more specific. That's fine.
Yeah, aubergine this week, so that's good.
Hell.
Little baby aubergine.
Baby
I'm
aubergine.
Struggling with names, actually, so that's quite good.
Baby aubergine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. I have a dog who I shared with my ex-partner.
Oh.
I know. He was my 21st birthday present, and he's the best dog ever. Oh. When I split up with my partner, I let him keep the dog as I didn't want my ex to be alone.
Oh,
wow. That's far too nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really nice, yeah. Especially if he's the best dog ever.
I know. At first, he let me see the dog every so often, but gradually the visits decreased.
Oh, God.
Coincidentally, at the same time as I started dating someone new.
Got you.
Funny that.
Got you.
And now my ex doesn't let me see the pooch at all.
Oh.
Really sad. Obviously, this is heartbreaking for me, as my dog was my bestie. But I don't regret my decision, as I think the dog helped him get through the breakup. This person is far too nice.
She also values herself in a relationship quite highly. Like,
okay, I didn't think of it that way.
I'm so awesome, you're going to need a companion to get yourself through this, champ.
Do you know what? You keep the dog, sweetheart. You're going to need it.
Because I will be bucking before you. Unless you book the dog, which I don't.
Please don't
recommend.
Book the dog. My question to you both is, what's the worst thing you've ever let an ex-partner keep, and would you ask for it back?
Oh.
Follow-up question. What would you want to keep if you split up with each other now, other than Robin and baby Rona?
Podcast rights. Next question.
It has to be something you both like.
Podcast ownership. Next question.
Is that what you'd want?
Probably.
There's already been contracts being laid out for that. So
has there probably has been.
Has there? Actually, I don't know.
I reckon our management have probably discussed what happens
if
we get divorced.
Fair
there'll enough. Have been a meeting.
Do you think?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they'll be like, yeah, this is all good and they're doing well. And what happens if they all go tits up? Like, what do we do? Who keeps who? What happens? Do we get rid of them both? Do we get rid of one of them?
Oh my gosh.
It'd be really, really awkward.
Oh, that would be interesting. Yeah. But let's not do that. Let's talk about other things.
You said that'll be interesting, as if let's do that one day.
Oh no, just if it happens, it'll be interesting to see. Sad, but interesting.
No, it'll be awful.
What would you like to keep?
What would I like to keep? First of all, have you got any exes things that have kept anything?
No, I don't think so, no.
I once went to pick a girl up on a date who I'd been going out with, well, hadn't been going out with very long.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled up in my car, my little Renault Clio at the time, to pick her up. And she got in the car. I knew nothing about what was happening, right? I was just like, you know, pulled up, text. I was like, I'm outside. Mm-hmm. I think we're going out for the day somewhere. And she got into the car with all of the stuff I'd lent her. like all just piled on her fucking
right.
knee. It's like DVDs, about four. I did film studies, so I was always lending four or five DVDs, like a hoodie, like something else. I don't know, like T-shirt, and all just on her knee and just literally sat in the car. And then was like, come on, just go and park somewhere and talk. And I was like,
oh, no. And then she split up with you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Chris.
And I just went around the block and dropped her back off.
Oh,
yeah, it was rough.
Chris. Oh, don't. I'm laughing because obviously it's funny, but it is very sad.
It was just weird as she got in. I was like, I remember made a joke. I was just like, have you watched all them already, have you?
Did you not have any idea?
Nah, not until she said, let's go and talk to her.
You are just oblivious to this world, aren't you?
I swear
to God.
When we first thought was, oh, she must have washed that hoodie. That's nice of her. Oh, she must have finished watching all of those DVDs that I only gave her a couple of days ago.
Wow.
That's strange.
If we ever split up, I'm really going to have to lay it on thick with you, aren't I? Like, months in advance, I'm going to have to drop some big warnings.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I imagine Wayne Lineker will be kicking him out the house, so I think
he'll be moved in by then. What would I want to take? Sofas.
Yeah,
you're not gonna lie. I'll have the sofas. I'll probably all of the furniture, all of the furnishings, because I've chose all of that.
Yeah.
And that's probably about it. Half the house. Oh, I don't like this. Is a bit sad, isn't it?
So you settled on all them. That's all the stuff you're taking. That's that. Good.
What do you want?
Motorhome. Got you. Bang.
Oh,
bye.
Oh no.
Beep beep. Da-da-da-da. On the road again. Didn't claim it.
You know you can live in there.
Didn't claim it.
Yeah, you can live in there. I live in the house.
Oh shit. Babadoo, 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 babadoo. Got another one here, Rosie.
Okie doke.
Dear the Ramsey.
Mm-hmm. Ramsey?
No, no S. Yeah. Oh, I've just realised that now. Yeah. Dear the Ramsey. So, nice. Do you want to, can it be to you? Do you want to claim this one?
Whatever, yeah.
Nah, you can have
well,
it.
No, you're the real Ramsey.
To be fair,
I'm a winter at heart, actually.
You are. You're a turncoat, aren't you?
What's that mean?
You just like drop your name. You're like, oh, all your way through your life, winter. You're like, oh, we get married. Ah, fuck my name. Yeah. I love that name.
Disgraceful, isn't it?
Just because it was alliteration, wasn't it? We know that. Everyone
no, it's been a woman as well, Chris.
Yeah?
So it's the women who have to drop the name.
Didn't have to, did you? You could have kept it.
I mean, I could have, but I couldn't be arsed. It's a lot more admin to keep your name than it is to...
I like feminism, but you know what? I can't be arsed. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Rosie Winter, though, she was a bit of a dick. I start again. Rosie Ramsey, she's much nicer. Not as much of a slag.
Wow.
Actually.
Wow. Wow. Well, I beg to differ. I hope you are well. Please keep me anonymous, as some details of this may give away who it is about.
Oh,
okay.
What? Do we know these people?
I don't know. It's weird when people say that.
Right, okay.
I've just been re-listening to... Now, can I just say...
What?
Bless you all out there. A lot of emails started like this that I read this week. I've been re-listening to some of the old episodes because they've caught up. That's what loads of people do.
Right, so they've gone back.
They catch up and then they start listening again, which, again, I did that to podcasts back in the day. The fact that people are doing that to ours,
it
makes us very happy. So thank you very much, guys. And been re-listening to some episodes of the podcast, and one episode sparked a memory that I think had been suppressed by my teenage self.
Right.
Namely, the episode of the groom breastfeeding from his mum on the day of the wedding.
Right, yeah.
Remember this?
Yep. In the day. That's blatant true, you know.
Yeah.
I think that is true because everybody 100%. Knows about that. And it's like,
Rosie, some of the level of stuff we get, I've told you, my barometer for what I think's BS now has changed massively. Because look, I've heard multiple different people say similar things. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway.
I agree.
Listen to this.
Okay.
When I was 18, I had a boyfriend who had a very complicated family. Now, I know you'll ask for details, so I shall try and explain. Before I read this, can I just say I'm not judging this family setup. Things happen at different times. We're not saying this is weird or strange, but listen to this.
All right. Well, I mean, I'll be the judge.
Well, your immediate thing is to think it's weird or strange, but yeah. His brother was his dad. Keep listening.
Okay.
His brother was his dad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he'd had him at a young age, so his grandparents adopted the boyfriend at the time, and the father and son were brought up as brothers.
Yep. I'm just listening to another podcast at the moment where similar situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. The brothers, night driver.
Bracket with... is it a true crime podcast?
Yes, it is.
Great. So that ends nicely. With a very large age gap, the brothers are.
Okay.
And the grandparents were referred to as mum and dad.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Not, she said here, which I think's fair, not weird, just complicated. I'd agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit complicated, not weird.
Yeah.
You know, everything happens, whatever. My boyfriend was very close to his parents, Bracket's grandparents, and he could always confide in them. They were supportive and all very close. When I used to go around to see him, we'd watch the TV whilst sat on the sofa, and his mum, in scare quotes, would often sit with us. That's nice.
Yeah.
After a few times of this happening, my 18-year-old boyfriend would often give his mum a cuddle, which to my naive self seemed affectionate, until one day I got off the sofa to go for a wee, and when I walked back in, there was my boyfriend cuddling up to his mum, sucking on her earlobe.
What?
It's weirder, isn't it?
No, it's not. I mean, it is, but it's not as gross as sucking on a boob. He's sucking on her earlobe.
So he's cuddling her and he's got his head like round her neck and he's just sucking her earlobe in his mouth.
That's horrible. Okay. Why is he doing this? How old is he, 18?
So he's 18. So she's wrote, what the actual fuck? After witnessing this, they both looked at me like nothing was going on. They proceeded to carry on watching Sharp together. Incredible show, by the way.
What is that?
You've never seen Sharp?
No.
Sean Bean's Finest Outing.
I've never seen it.
Sharpie.
No.
So Sean Bean played Sharp.
I love Sharp. Sean Bean.
Pete Postlethwaite played...
Well, he played
the bad guy, and it was like, Sharpie, and he was always like after him.
I've never seen it.
Mate, it's like...
Is it ear-sucking material, though? Is it a bit tense?
When watching it, I have never felt the need to suck a relative's ear. I'll be honest with you. And I was young when I watched it at the time. Fucking amazing. I think it was on BBC. It's an amazing series.
Well, there we go. Writing on the list.
Yeah. It's off years ago. It's like 90s. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, Sean Bean doesn't die either.
He doesn't die after the series.
In the whole series, he's the main protagonist, rides off into the motherfucking sunset at the end.
Sean Bean.
Sharpie.
Love him.
They started watching Sharp together, and I was prompted to sit back down and not to worry, as he always does this.
Great. Oh, hey.
Needless to say, I broke up with him and his family after that. She broke up with his family as well, apparently.
I think you'd have to.
My question to you is, which is worse? The groom caught sucking the breasts on the wedding day, mm-hmm. or my boyfriend sucking his grandmother/mother's earlobe. Love the podcast. Bye.
The groom. Forever the groom.
Do you think?
For always. Forever the groom. But this isn't far after.
Well, I'm split what? Two ways on it. Well, it was his wedding day. Very nervous.
Oh my God. Thirsty. He was so dehydrated. He'd been on the piss the night before.
And hungry. Hey, might be a hangover cure. You never know.
Oh, no,
genuinely,
don't.
Can you imagine if, because we don't know. We don't know if babies are never hungover, right?
Right, okay.
What if...
They don't drink.
What? Okay, so here's a scenario for you.
Yeah.
Here's a scenario for you.
Right.
What if they found out science, right? Mm. What if they found out that the only way to surefire a 100% cure a hangover, no matter how bad it was, was to drink from your mom's breast? Would you do it?
Well, could it not be mine? Because I am a mom.
Got to be your mom's.
Got to be my mom's.
Yeah, it's the way it works.
Could she express?
Nah, got to be lips on lips.
My mom's got cracking boobs, to be fair.
Oh, God!
So, no, I don't... I mean, it depends how bad your hangover is.
That's...
I don't know. This is awful.
Two things I want to pick out there. One, would you rate your mom's, like someone like would sit there and go, oh no, I'm just going to ride this hangover out because my mom's got manky chebs. And depends how bad the hangover was. I can safely say, I'd rather have a day in bed hoying up than there's no chance I would be up
there. Well, why don't we test it out? Why don't we? Obviously, I'm due the baby in January.
Right.
I can't guarantee, I didn't breastfeed Robin, but I did express for a couple of weeks.
Right.
So why, when you go out to wet the baby's head like men do, morons, why don't you, the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Right.
I'm going to wet the baby's head. How about you just be responsible and and come home and...
This is responsible. It's bad luck.
Do the night feed.
Bad luck if not.
Arseholes.
Bad luck if not.
So,
go out, get hammered.
Pathetic. We've never talked about wetting the baby's head. What a ridiculous, stupid thing to do.
Oh, well, I will counteract that with baby showers.
Have I had a baby shower? No, I have not. The utter bullshit. Baby showers is another one. I hate baby showers.
Do you know what you hate? You hate occasions, don't you? You hate birthdays, you hate Halloween. You hate bonfire night. You hate wet
baby's
heads.
No, because I love parties. I like occasions. I think baby showers are a waste of time. Oh, yeah, everybody, hey, let's have a party while I'm up the duff, 8 months, about to drop, and the size of a whale, and I can't have a drink. No. That's why I never had one. I'm not be having one this time.
No?
Am I not? No. No way am I having a baby shower. I go to baby showers because I can have a drink. And I think, well, it's lovely because I can catch up with all my friends.
Yeah.
You know, one of them's always pregnant, which is a bit of a letdown, but that's fine.
Uh-huh.
I have a go. I have a nice time, bloody blah. I have to smell the stupid nappies and do the daft, stupid games like we're bloody six.
Sorry?
Which is pathetic.
What?
Oh, they do games where just stupid games. Grown adults doing ridiculous games. You've caught us in a bad mood.
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
What? Why are you in a bad mood? You're jetting off to Ibiza after this. How could you possibly be in a bad mood? You've bloody got
Mind,
the world at your feet.
Actually, imagine me baby shower if Wayne did it. Hey.
Oh, I tell you what, there'd be bloody Jaeger bombs all over the place, wouldn't there?
I know.
God,
be the Pete Tong be on the decks.
Oh, God.
Is he still a good one to see?
I don't know. Look, no offence to Pete Tong. I don't know if he's current anymore. Listen, if you're going to be in Ibiza knocking around with all these partiers, you can't be. You've got to know your DJ references,
right,
man.
Okay. Well, the only one I know is died.
Well, what about Skrillex? Or, I don't know, maybe he's a bit heavy. What about that one who hoists cake at everyone?
Who?
I don't know, there's a DJ who hoists cake at people. I can't remember his name.
Oh, he sounds right up my street.
Wayne will not let you.
I can't have cake.
Wayne will be like, listen, DJ, cake guy, when you are at my lass, make sure she's got her fucking mouth shut,
exactly.
Right?
Because no.
We're going to the gym tomorrow.
No carbs before mobs. You.
She's going to have a defined body. Shut your mouth with that cake.
Anyway, baby showers, total utter bollocks. Shan't be having one.
Well, I will be wetting the baby's head.
No, because do you remember when you wet Robin's head?
Yeah.
And you came in vomiting at the side of the bed when I had a newborn baby. Yeah. Not happening, Ramsay. Yeah. No.
I know.
It's not happening. Do you know why it used to be a thing back in the day?
Why?
See, this is what annoys us because we don't seem to move with the times.
Right.
Because back in the day, when a lady had a baby in hospital, they would have to stay in hospital for like a week, two weeks sometimes. It was just the norm for them to stay in hospital with the baby.
Okay.
But now you can go home the next day and go home a couple of days after if there's nothing going on, you know. So what would happen in that week or whatever, the husbands, the blokes, would go out and wet the baby's head because the wife or girlfriend, whatever, was in hospital with the baby.
So they'd just go out with their mates because they were off.
Yeah, right, and they weren't allowed in the hospitals. They weren't allowed to be there at the birth. But that's all changed now. Yet still, this thing of wetting the baby's head is still a thing.
Right. That makes sense. So are you up for staying for a week in the hospital then, team player? And go out with the lads.
Well, now that this is my second child, I'll stay in there for a month, if I'm honest.
Oh, shit, no, I'll just have Robin on my own. Yeah. It's not gonna work. Can Robin come to the hospital? Look, it's probably good to bond with a baby if Robin can come to the hospital with
you. Just drop him off, he'll sleep at the bottom of the bed.
I reckon two weeks will do it spot on.
What, in the hospital?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Robin's got to be there as well.
Yeah. I'm just...
Can't guarantee a private room.
I'm not bothered about that. I'm fine. I'll just pop in during the day.
The nurses will love it.
I'll pop in during the day, bit of breast milk, sort me hangover, straight back out.
God. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got one here. Dear Chris and Rosie, I've been meaning to send you this story for some time and finally find myself with a spare 5 minutes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm a doctor in a sexual health clinic.
Ooh.
So I have lots of rank stories.
Get in.
Please keep me anonymous for the sake of my job.
Yes.
The story I want to share involves a chap who came in the clinic some years ago. His triage sheet said skin problem on penis. Fairly normal stuff for us, so I didn't think it was going to be exciting. Imagine that. What a sentence that is.
Just how skin to start your day.
Skin problem on penis. Oh, that's just standard skin problem
same
on penis.
Same old shit, really. Yeah.
Put the popcorn away, guys. A slightly odd chap comes into the room looking rather uncomfortable. First things first, I ask, what's he here for? He tells me he's had skin peeling off his penis for the last 2 days and it's very painful.
Oh, ouch.
Sorry to all the gentlemen listening that you had to hear that. Sorry I didn't put a trigger warning.
Trigger warning, your dick's peeling.
Hasn't had sex for several years, so unlikely to be related to that.
Okay.
I start my next line of questioning around skin problems. Any eczema? No. Any new personal hygiene problems? At this point, he begins to look sheepish.
What's he been sticking his dick in? Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
He eventually managed to tell me that he had purchased some, and they've put the product name here, but I'll not say what the product is. I'll just say what kind of product it is, because I don't want to get in any lawsuits. Right. He eventually managed to tell me that he had purchased some mouthwash. However, when he used the mouthwash, as intended, it burnt the inside of his mouth. That stuff is vicious. So he stopped using it for his dental hygiene. But being environmentally and money-minded, he didn't want to waste
it. No, please, please, for the love of God, don't even. Has he been dipping his knob in the
mouthwash? He decided to use it to wash his penis.
Wow. Oh, my.
On more than one occasion.
Oh, my word.
His poor penis was ruined. The mouthwash had pulled off the top two layers of skin and the entire thing was red and ulcerated. Ulcerated.
Ulcerated.
I'm not often surprised or disgusted due to looking at genitals all day, but it looked horrific. It took 2 weeks and a lot of treatment to get the poor chap vaguely comfortable and on the way back to penile health.
Wow. Silver lining.
Yeah.
Would have tasted like a dream. That's what you want. Honestly.
But you wouldn't really do out with it though, would you?
What
smells
do you mean?
Amazing, tastes amazing, but don't touch it, I'll cry.
Oh yeah, it might be a bit sore.
I've just realised I didn't say the product name there, as if they're going to get in touch and go, you said on your podcast that our product isn't suitable for washing dicks, and I think you'll find...
I think you'll find that it is. No. Why would you wash that with it?
Why would you put something in your mouth, go, that hurts a bit, I'll just rub it all over my knob.
Wash your hair with it or something.
Wash your hair with Listerine. Sorry.
Oh. He said it. He half said it. He half said it. And you know what? It's my favourite. Can't believe that.
Bloody love it. It was my favourite one.
I wonder what colour it was. Was it the purple one?
I know exactly
one?
Which one it was. Yeah,
the purple?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, that's
one.
The nicest one.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I'd have had a chomp on that.
No, that's horrible.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
bab. Rosie.
Yeah?
Guess what?
What?
We have amassed yet another celebrity friend.
Tell you what.
Because it's time for this week's celebrity,
Celebrity question. It is an exciting one this week as well because it kind of involves us also.
Well.
So a bit of a competition that we are involved with at the moment, and it's for some wonderful, wonderful charities. It's called Be My Guest, and it's been organised by Emma Willis and Giovanna Fletcher.
Got you.
You can win, if you donate £5, virginmoneygiving.com/giving/be-my-guest, you can donate £5 to these fantastic charities. You've got Mind, Trussell Trust, Refuge, and NHS charities as well. So what it is, donate £5 and you can win a Zoom chat with some of your favourite celebrities. And some of them who are involved is, me and you are involved.
What?
You can win a Zoom chat with us.
Win a Zoom chat with us.
Yeah, and all we'll do is slag off Zoom. So that'll be fun.
Fucking great. Oh, wow.
They've also got Fern Cotton.
Amazing.
Russell Brand.
Wow.
And McFly are there as well.
Get in.
Yeah, so donate £5 and you could be in with a chance.
What's that website again, Rosie?
It's virginmoneygiving.com. It's /giving/be-my-guest.
There we go. And if that is hard to find, it'll be on Giovanna's Insta and
I'm going to share it as well.
Rosie's going to share it. And it'll be on Emma Willis's stuff as well.
So here's Emma Willis's question.
Amazing.
Hey, Chris and Rosie, it's Emma. I have a question for you. If you could win a video call with anybody that ever lived, or indeed a fictional character from a book, TV show, or movie, who would it be and why? Bye.
Oh, see what she did there?
Yeah.
Isn't she clever?
She's
tied it all in there nicely.
Well, she's asked actually what is a very, very good question, but it's also on brand.
Yeah, I love it.
It's almost like she's been a top flight TV presenter for years.
You'd think, wouldn't you, honestly?
It's almost like she's done this shit before.
She's great. She's one of the best ones, I think.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, so who would you?
I think I immediately know mine. And I think it's a bit weird, but I think you'll be jealous of it.
Right.
So I'm going to go for a fictional character.
All right.
From TV show.
Yeah.
I would love a Zoom chat with Dwight from the US Office.
Right, okay. Nice.
I would
Yeah, that would be interesting. What about Michael Scott, though?
I don't know.
Not both of them.
No, I think maybe Dwight and Michael Scott, yeah. But yeah. So basically, yeah, them two in character as them characters. But maybe just Dwight on his own. Maybe to just throw... If you've never seen The American Office, guys, if you like the English one, oh my God, it takes it to the next level. But I just think it would just be amazing. You know, he's just stupid little opinions on stuff where he's like, I don't know. I don't know how to vocalise it without going really, really fangirly about it, but I think I'd have Dwight from The Office.
Nice
Dwight
one.
From the US Office.
Nice one.
Absolutely.
Okay, I think mine would
be... Or Billy Connolly, sorry.
You can't, no.
To pick a real person, Billy Connolly.
All right, okay. Well, mine would be Julie Wallace.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
And I've said this, I'm sure I've said this before as well, Victoria Wood, but she's not here anymore, unfortunately. Mm. Yeah, but fictional, possibly Thor.
Oh, it was so embarrassing. You almost drooled when you said that.
Yeah.
That was
Thor.
Would you like one with just Chris Hemsworth? Or would he have to be Thor? And would he have to be talking about like Asgard and all the battles he's won and that?
Yes.
Right, okay. And he'd have to have the hammer there.
He'd have to have the full get up.
Yeah. Telling you like how brave he is and stuff.
The long hair.
Long hair, not the short hair.
Hang on. No, I'm trying to think.
Three choices. Long hair, Thor 1 and Thor 2. Thor Ragnarok. And in Endgame, short hair with the bits
That's
out of
the
side.
One.
Or
not when he piled
Thor.
The weight on.
Yeah,
no,
fact Thor.
I'm all right for that.
Very materialistic. You're very
no,
shallow.
No, he lost his way.
Very
no,
shallow.
He very, very much lost
you're
his
very,
way.
Very shallow.
He still looked good.
Materialistic wasn't the word I was looking for. It was shallow and you just
No,
not
it was
nice
really
person.
Sad watching Thor. Like, I did not enjoy that
Do
part
not
of the
think
film.
That fat Thor would like a video call with someone like you to maybe make himself feel better, to maybe help him with his, you know, maybe help him in
Chris,
this.
Chris, I'm not being funny. Even with, I still would have. Like, totally still would have.
As your husband, that is depressing.
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you once again for listening to this week's Shag Marginoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Excellent. Thank you so much, guys. We absolutely love you. Please continue to like, rate and subscribe if you want to get in touch at shagmarginoid@gmail.com. Rosie, get your bags packed, will you? Bye, Rosie. Everyone say bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
See you later, haters. Get me that VIP. Where's me table, bitch?
Get your dog a passport. Don't worry. Forget that. Thanks very much, guys. ChrisRamseyComedy.com/gigs. All my rescheduled dates are on there for 2021. Fuck COVID. We'll see you next week.
Fuck you, COVID. Bye. EO. Away. Away. Dubai. Dubai. Mumbai. Oh, almost. It's even better. 2 weeks at Christmas to see your nana.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.